Hello, and welcome to the first installment of the weekly podcast of WMRC. I'm Stephanie O'Leary Johnson, and I work with the MRC, the Math Resource Center, as well as maintain the website stlmath.com. This weekly podcast will keep you informed about the current happenings on campus, and particularly at the MRC. It's that time of year when you want to start thinking about next semester. Registration for fall begins March 16th. You can register online, by mail or fax, or by going to the registration office in person. Phone registrations will be taken March 23rd. It's good to get in early to make sure you get the classes and times you want. If you're going on to a four-year college, you will not want to miss the college transfer day. There will be representatives from more than 30 four-year schools and the military to talk to. It's being held from 11 till 1 in the Commons in the Math and Science Building on Wednesday, March 11th. Don't miss this opportunity if you're wondering what the next step is. And you get free food. What could be better? We have just added more great resources to the MRC website. Many people have tested math anxiety. Every semester, we hold math anxiety workshops that can help. Look for the flyers near the beginning of every semester. But to hold you over till then, you can get some great information from our website. Just go to www.lc.edu/MRC and follow the link to our website. Click on any class and you'll see a link to the math and test anxiety information. Don't forget that the MRC is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday and from 8 till 2 on Friday. Just drop in and get that much needed help. Our friendly staff of tutors will help you with your math class or any other class that involves math, like your chemistry or nursing class. They're very good with helping people with My Math Lab, in case your class uses it for online homework and quizzes. We also have computers, textbooks, and solution manuals, and CD resources for some books. It's a great place just to come and study on your own, too. Math is hard and frustrating for many people, so if you feel lost, you're not alone. I feel that way myself when I learn new material. I have found it helps to understand what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. It's hard at first, but it helps me keep straight all the different procedures and steps needed for different problems. Try to focus on why you are doing what you're doing, instead of just memorizing a procedure and applying it without thinking. That has helped me see math's beauty and utility instead of focusing on the drudgery of it. And most of all, do not say to yourself, "I'm bad at math." When you feel those thoughts coming, squash them down. They crowd what you do know out of your brain. We'll end today with our quote of the week. There are two ways to do great mathematics. The first is to be smarter than everybody else. The second way is to be stupider than everybody else, but persistent. Raoul Bott said that. I like it because it's true. Not all people who are good at math are geniuses. They just work hard at it. I think that's true of a lot of things. No one is inherently good at anything. They just work at what appeals to them, and it becomes easier. I like the logic and beauty of math, so I work at understanding it. After a while, I got good at it. I'm sure you have some subject or hobby where that's true for you. Thanks for tuning in to WMRC for this week's installment of our podcast. I'm Stephanie signing out for now. Catch you next time.